Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. I'm not knocking cast iron skillets. In fact, a properly seasoned iron pan makes for great cooking. I just learned that there's a cast iron skillet museum opening in Tennessee this year. I don't understand what would make this museum interesting. Cast iron skillets are pretty basic. I suppose the only person who might be remotely interested in seeing skillets would be a single man who had never used or even laid eyes on a skillet before. There is something very impressive about this new museum, their centerpiece. Dubbed as the world's largest cast iron skillet, this 18-foot-long, 14,360-pound skillet is probably worth seeing. As a skillet was traveling down the highway last Wednesday to its new home at the museum, the site created what some described as pandemonium. There is an iron pan mentioned in Ezekiel 4:3 in which God instructs the prophet, quote, "Take thou unto thee an iron pan, and set it for a wall of iron between thee and the city, and set thy face against it. And it shall be besieged, and thou shalt lay siege against it." Ezekiel was to act out what would happen to Jerusalem. The Babylonians would besiege the city like a wall of iron, allowing no escape for its citizens. God judged his people for their sins way back then, and he will judge his people for our sins today. The last word of yesterday's sermon must become our national way. Repent.